Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Eric Frazier. It's a beautiful day in Southern California and a great day to be, you know, talking about life in general. Motivation Monday is all about inspiring one another, encouraging one another to, you know, perhaps think differently about our circumstances and also just to prepare ourselves. I don't know about you, but Mondays have a tendency to be challenging for all of us because, first, we never want to leave, I mean, right, to end. We don't want the weekend to end, and we are constantly, you know, trying to get everything, trying to fit in everything so we have the best weekend possible. And then, of course, preparing on the weekend for Monday, it just also adds to the stress of mean perhaps you know what we intended to do today, where we're full of energy, ready to go, and whatever life's challenges have for us on Monday. And, today is Monday, Motivation Monday, and again, I'm the president and CEO of the Power Is Now Media. You had a great weekend watching Monday night football, or NFL football. I'm a little disappointed that all the California sweep the weekend with victories. The 49ers goal, but it was still a great weekend of football for football fans. And I'm rooting for all California teams to make it to the finals. My favorite team is the And, in fact, today I'm going on record to say that the Rams and the Chiefs will be playing in the Super Bowl in SoFi Stadium in 2022. I'm hoping for it. I certainly hope that they will do it. But today's topic is focus on choices and conditions. And I want to invite you to call in to discussion. It's an important discussion that we as professionals, just even if you're not in business or in lending or real estate, we're all facing some type of a decision or choice we have to make. And the challenge for all of us is to focus on choice and not conditions. And there's a reason for that. By the way, comes from a book written by John C. Maxwell called Make Today Count. It's a great book, and I highly recommend it. On page 67 of this book, John Maxwell writes, people approach daily commitment in one of two ways. They focus on the external or internals. On the external, expect conditions to determine whether they keep their commitments. Because conditions are so transitory, their commitment level changes. In contrast, people who base their actions on external or internal usually focus on their choices. It is a crossroads, one that will either confirm or compromise their commitment. John further writes, when you come to the crossroads, you can recognize it because of the following. Number one, personal decision is required. Number two, the decision will cost you something. And number three, others will likely be influenced by it. Your choices are the only thing you can You cannot control your circumstances, nor can you control others. By focusing on your choice and then making them with integrity, you can control your commitment. That's what often separates success from failure. It's a great book, and it's full of great advice like this. You go get it. Maybe it's available on Audible. It's called John C. Maxwell's bestseller, Make Today Count. So to focus on choices and not conditions resonates. I have been at those crossroads. We have all been at the crossroads of choice and conditions. Looking back, we can see more clearly that the wrong we were because our commitments have mostly been conditioned. Perhaps for many, they have never made a commitment that they have fully kept. I have allowed conditions to determine to meet my obligations. Just from my own experience, and I can say with certainty, choices and not conditions forces us to operate at a level of integrity and honesty that we so often, because we really do not make commitments, which is why we act, we can choose to keep our commitments based on conditions. Focusing on choices and not conditions could not be demonstrated than in team sports. For example, watching the football games, I thought about the level of commitment these players have to show up to practice, remember their assignments, work on their skills, and contribute to win the game. Suppose their commitment was based before the game or during the game or other external or internal circumstances. In that case, I'm confident that they would not be able to perform their jobs as well and meet their commitment to their team. Let's keep it real. If you are human, you are at crossroads of choice or conditions every day. So what's the difference between those who can make the right choices and meet their commitments who are not? What is the difference? And that's a serious question that we should all ask. John Maxwell provides us the answer by writing that those who can keep their commitments or obligations because they can recognize the difference between choice and choice. First, they recognize that the choice is a decision and that it will cost them something, and last, it will likely influence others. So let's look at these great points John makes one at a time. First, he says, it's a person, right? So, and we're talking about commitment, right? Marion, a commitment as an agreement or a pledge to do something in the future. The first time the word was used was in 1579. Can you believe 1579 was the first time the word commitment was used? And there was a time in the world where your word really meant something. Your commitment and your pledges to do something, if you fail, it result in death or imprisonment or shame on your family generations to come. Your word was truly and bond. To say that a decision means that it is born out of your existence, your knowledge, your memories, your experiences, your various existence that you can remember, and from the intelligence that you have access to when you're able to rise above the noise in your mind and hear the voice of God in your speaking to you and teaching you and telling you what you need to know, have to remember. You're drawing from that well inside of you. And in that well is a reservoir of compassion, love, forgiveness, joy, contentment, emotional intelligence, and awareness of your words and actions that can impact others. God gives us all that we need to make the right choice. Because we have free will, we can choose to draw well or not. Number two, John will cost you something. You know, there are very few life worth having or doing that cost you something. Life in and of itself is not. Your existence has been paid for or is being paid for by you or someone else. Whether they are here today or have passed eternity, someone has paid the cost for you to be. And you or someone like you is currently paying the price to be who you are. This is everyone's reality. The thing about decisions is that we're constantly making them. A day, an hour, or a minute that goes by without making a decision. Even not making a decision is a decision in and of itself. We escape making decisions. And when it comes to choices, a decision to keep a commitment does not even have to be verbalized or down because its manifestation is in your inaction or the cost of your decision can be immeasurable and materialized from now until the end of your life. The cost could even be the loss of life, the loss of your business, the loss of your reputation, the loss of your job, the loss of your income, the loss of your freedom, the loss of your health, the loss of your relationships, the loss of your family, the loss of your respect in the community, and other people that depend on you. How do you put a price on any of that? Number three, John says, others will likely be influenced by it. Wow. What a challenge to accept. But it is true. Others are affected by our actions. And I believe that we are naive about understanding the level of influence that we all have in our family, in our, on our jobs, in our church, our religious organizations, with people who don't even know us, but know of us and from a distance. The things that we do or say, the commitments that we keep or do not keep, can and will have a negative or positive influence on the lives of others. And it takes a person who embraces that responsibility and be aware of their impact and understand that because of that, because of all of that, they need to act responsibly. They need to be the person others see them in the world. And perhaps they should want to be that person. Now, I know that this is very hard. Nobody wants this level of responsibility or, but we are talking about focusing on choices and not conditions. And if you're going to make the right choice, you need to be aware of the conditions you could create making the right choices. You see, some conditions are beyond control, can and do influence our choices and commitments. And there are conditions that we create by making the wrong choices. Our participation and choices, the type of influence we will have on others. The result of not focusing on a set of conditions is that you find yourself constantly making excuses. You become known for making excuses and not making commitments. You develop a reputation, and it follows you everywhere you go. Ask your friend or your spouse or an employee or a coworker you work with if they consider you who keeps their commitments. Ask them to rate 1 to 10, 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, and see what they say. You might be surprised. Did you get anything less than a 10? There are certain things about our life that we should all measure. We should be looking for is an A plus or a 10, and certainly not a C or a 1, 2, or 3, but an A plus or a 10, especially in the area of commitment. Theoretically, that goal seems easy because, you know, we should only be making commitments that we keep, right? So when we make commitments that we don't keep, we are 100% to blame for it. We cannot make excuses. We have to take responsibility and own up to it. So what is the solution? Focus on choice and not conditions. Stop making excuses when you make commitments. It just makes it worse. Own up to it. You are subject to make mistakes. You're subject to forget things. You're subject to not do things, not hold up your end. But to be human is not to be without integrity or honesty. In closing, Maxwell said, your choices are the only things that you cannot control your circumstances, nor can you control others. By your choices and then making them with integrity, you control you. And that is what often separates from failure. Power you see yourself in the world and that others see you, then we can focus on choices and not conditions and honor our commitment. And I'm on the line, and we're going to ask them to join us in just a few minutes. I want to thank all of you for joining me today for Motivation Monday. And it up a little bit, and let's talk about this, focusing on choices and conditions. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Blogger, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. Even if you do use Facebook or Twitter, your time is too valuable to put in the hundreds of hours it takes to make these social media sites work as promotional tools for your business. 95% of all buyers start their search on the internet. Are you there? All marketers say Facebook is important to their lead generation strategies. The Power Is Now social media service is a powerful new tool designed specifically to help you get ahead of the competition. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you do business forever. The Power Is Now. The future is here.
And we're back. Welcome to the Power Is Now Motivation Monday. We're talking about making choices and not conditions. And we have some callers that have joined us today. And for those of you, if you're listening on Facebook, please call in. The local number is 516-531-932. The number is 871-317-732. Let's take our first caller here. Let's see here. Okay, caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? All right, we're having some difficulty. Maybe she stepped away. We'll bring on the next caller. Are you there? Is that Bianca?
I am here.
All right. So, Bianca, first tell everybody where you're from, and thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Bianca Miranda, and I am calling in Arizona. Thank you for having me on the call this morning.
You're very welcome. So what do you think about the topic here, focus on choices and not conditions? What resonates the most with you, what I've shared so far?
One of the things that hit me the hardest, I think, I really felt convicted because when you're in a commitment or when you make commitments, there are no excuses for not meeting those commitments. And a lot of the times we allow excuses and external conditions, things that happen in life like sickness or distractions to get us off course. And what happens is people just can't trust you then after you've been told, hey, I'm going to keep this commitment, and then having people look at you differently because of the fact that you're not keeping the words that you said. And so I think the biggest thing for me was just hearing that, you know, if you take a poll with the people around you, your spouse, your business partners, your boss, or other people you work with, and you say, you know, am I trustworthy? Am I a person that keeps my commitment levels? And just hearing the possibility that they could say, maybe no, or yes, you know, you keep your commitments. And so it just made me look back over my life and my own commitment levels and just saying, have I done things in excellence the way I should? Have I been committed the way I should be? And so thank you just so much for just sharing that with us and for sharing the John C. Maxwell book. I'm a huge fan of him as well, and so I appreciate your wisdom. Thank you.
Well, Bianca, thank you for your thoughts. John Maxwell is one of my favorite authors. My favorite book is The 21 Laws of Leadership, which I keep on my show. Read that from time to time. And work, what they do for management to being effective, whether it be branch managers, area managers, regional managers, the industry you're in, is they'll do what is called a 360 review. And I have been, you know, part of that. So I've had 360 reviews, and I was very, you know, shocked by some comments made by some members of my team, because we have this perception of ourselves that it's based or rooted in reality. It's more of a fantasy of who we think, but our very actions and our words and our interactions with people, our failures to keep or not keep commitments, have an impact. And somehow we don't make that transition from our minds to the reality of who we are without, you know, engaging others and having those honest questions and discussions with family. And so am I a person of my, do you see me as a person of integrity, a person that keeps their word, that does. That's a tough conversation to have with anybody. Would you agree? Get up the way. Let me bring on another caller here. We have someone looks out of California. Caller, are you there? Okay, so I have all the lines open. If you're online, let me know. Introduce yourself, and I'd love to hear your comments. Okay, so it may be difficulty we're having. You know, folks, this is live. We're live on Block Talk Radio. And I want to encourage you to call in at 877-317-3 or 516-531-9322. I'm going to see if we can address our technical issues here and get in on this great discussion. You're listening to The Power. Now, we're going to take a couple of commercial breaks to work through this. We'll be right back.
LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Blogger, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. Even if you do use Facebook or Twitter, your time is too valuable to put in the hundreds of hours it takes to make these social media sites work as promotional tools for your business. 95% of all buyers start their search on the internet. Are you there? All marketers say Facebook is important to their lead generation strategies. The Power Is Now social media service is a powerful new tool designed specifically to help you get ahead of the competition. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you do business forever. The Power Is Now. The future is here.
Many Californians fear that they will not be able to pay their rent next month. Financial education and literacy are the catalyst for relief. So what resources are out there? A State of California program connects you with a HUD-certified housing counselor who can assist you on your financial education journey with no cost to you. Call today at 1-800-569-4287. Again, that is 1-800-569-4287.
Everyone knows a powerful web presence is a must in this day and age, but some real estate agents just don't have the time to pay that kind of attention to all details. That's why the Power Is Now Technology Partner Program is here. Let us help you with a customized website, website maintenance, and we also take care of web hosting and social media management for you. Sound complicated and expensive? It's affordable and easy because we have the best experts on the job. Go to thepowerisnow.com. Find us under the Services tab and make yourself available to the world starting today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here.
The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small home ownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, Real Estate Programming Guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate news and information from industry experts. Subscription is free. Sign up today. ThePowerIsNow.com. ThePowerIsNow.com.
And we're joining us. Welcome to The Power Is Now Motivation Monday. We're talking about making great decisions here, focusing on choices and not just when it comes to keeping and honoring your commitments. Again, great decisions. I really appreciate John Stevens, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, motivational coach. I mean, this guy does it all. Prolific writer. And one of my favorite books is The 21 Irrefutable Laws of by John Maxwell. And I encourage you to get that one as well, in addition to Today Count. So I appreciate those of you who have. And Bianca, thank you so much for joining in today and sharing your I want to have just a few more words here about choice decisions. You know, I mean, you're always, you know, kind of struggling with exercising and eating right. Exercising and eating right. And I've made the commitment to exercise. You know, every single day I've made the commitment, especially, you know, I'm 60 years old, folks. I'll be 60 in April of next year, April 25th. And get older, you have to be more serious about your health and about eating right and exercising if you want to be around for your family, for your children, a burden on them or on society. You have to take your health and seriously. It's a serious commitment. But I can tell you in the area of and exercise, I deal with choices and conditions at the crossroads every single day, even today. I got up this morning and the sky is full of gray clouds. It is ugly and ugly outside. It just totally robbed me of any motivation getting up and exercising whatsoever. And so it was the conditions that really led to that change in thinking. And I needed to have just stick to the commitment I've made to exercising every single day. And I have to say that 97, I might even give myself 98% of the time, I'm doing it. I'm getting up, I'm out, I'm walking 4 miles, I'm heading into the gym, lifting weights. And as a result of that, my health has improved significantly. But I'm every single day of allowing the conditions to influence my choices. And another example of this is eating. I tell you, you're not going to survive life. You're not. You're not going to survive if you don't eat right. And we all know this. We all know this. Yet, it is also a daily struggle and that crossroads of choices and conditions every single day. And what are the conditions? The temptations. You know, you go into the refrigerator. Some of the Snicker bar in there, or cake left over. Or they have some potato chips and junk food, or canned sodas, you know. And of course, you know, you don't want what you're trying to force your lifestyle, or your dietary needs on the entire world. And so you have to be able to, you know, live with that. To be able to live in an environment where you aren't, you know, perfect, and yet still be able to stay committed to your diet. Another final example here, being on time. You know, this is a commitment I have personally made. To always be on time, to be on time for my clients, be on time to the doctor, be on time to accountants, be on time for church, be on time for dinner, be on time to go to bed at a certain time. I mean, it seems like our life is around time, clock time, and there is a time for everything, right? And I tell you, being committed to being on time is also it's also a struggle. We at the crossroads of that and choices as well are conditions every single day. An example of this is, you know, showing up late for work or showing up late for an appointment. And of course, what do? You make an excuse. You make an excuse, and you say that the traffic was extra. There was a lot of traffic this morning. I'm sorry, I was late. Or there was an accident on the freeway. I'm sorry, I was late. Or the excuse is that, you know what, I overslept. I'm sorry, I am late. And we can come up with 1,000. When you really think about it, it looks really, really bad to be late, especially, you know, for important meetings or appointments. I felt like we were just dropped on Earth yesterday and became with the 91 or the 60 freeway, if you're in California, for the very first time. It felt like we are unaware that accidents do happen on freeways, especially during rush hour, and perhaps we should leave a little earlier. Are really aware that if we stay up late watching TV or out, that our body may not, our we may be so tired that we may not hear our alarm or be able to get up one time. And so we make all these choices, right? Bad choices that result in an outcome, and it has an impact on us. The kind of impact that I've been talking about that can stay with you for a long time. Excuses are something that we just don't want to make when it comes to meeting commitments. There's no reason to be late. You know that traffic is early, so leave early. It's okay to be like a half hour, even an hour early, if you're concerned traffic or you're concerned about anything that could get in the way, and especially the meeting that requires your presence. Those are three examples of what I have to deal with, folks, every day, and the crossroads. These are the crosses, if you will, that I carry every day, I don't know, 30 days, 31 days out of the year, you know, 20 days, we all do. Thank you for participating in Monday. I certainly hope that I said something to think about your choices, your commitments, your decisions, and whether or not you're allowing conditions and not choices your life. I want to invite you to check out The Power Is Now. Go to thepowerisnow.com. There you'll find great information about real estate. In addition to being and president of The Power Is Now Media, I'm also a vice president and mortgage advisor with this number is 461-807. The views and opinions that I express do not necessarily represent that of First Bank, but a long time, 1910, and I assist people in making their homeownership dreams a reality. So reach out to me if I can be of assistance to you at 475-8629. Go to thepowersnow.com and check out our other show. First-time homebuyer show, real estate roundtable show, marketing. We have quite a few shows in addition to blogs and news releases. There's a lot of information all about real estate on The Power Is Now. On television, you'll see the African American Homeownership Initiative. On June 19th, we launched the African American Homeownership Initiative. I think unique in so many ways. Because money and opportunity and access to the community, particularly the African American community that has the lowest rate of homeownership of any group, and we want to try to make a difference there. So watch the video, and if you're interested in learning more, please reach out to me. Be more than happy to talk with you about it. Finally, join us every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. For the Homebuyer Town Hall. And on Thursday, on table, and Friday for the Real Estate Market Update. Go to thepowersnow.com and check out the media guide for the time of those shows. Joining me today, have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
The Power Is Now Media is worldwide with growing audience of future home buyers, investors, builders, developers, real estate agents, and brokers. The Power Is Now Media is well positioned to increase awareness and produce results for our growing roster of advertising partners. an advertisement on any of our platforms is the right step toward reaching and communicating key brand messages to a targeted network of individuals, families, and communities interested in housing. Our content areas include feature stories and profiles on successful real estate agents, business owners, government, and community leaders. The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small homeownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, real estate, and programming guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate and mortgage news and information from industry experts. VIP agents are able to feature listings each week. The Power Is Now TV radio podcast features weekly shows that include homebuyers town hall, real estate roundtable, VIP agent spotlight, and so much more. Each week, VIP agents have opportunities to be featured guests on the shows. VIP agents can discuss and showcase houses, neighborhoods, and provide brief introductions. The interviews are unlimited 10 to 15 minutes on each current listing. This product alone separates you from your competition. The Power Is Now delivers to you market update interview to promote listing weekly, promotional biographical video, co-host a bi-monthly home buyers town hall show, featured subject matter expert on real estate roundtable show, The Power Is Now program guide e-magazine, The Power Is Now national e-magazine, article writing and blogging, social media content customization, inclusion and press releases, graphic design services, business and performance coaching, technology support, referrals, lead generation opportunities, and management support.